North Dakota could see an increase in soybean acres in 2018.
Simply because, you know, on paper now it looks like that's a crop that can give you a positive return in all 9 of our crop budget regions of the state.
NDSU Extension Service Farm Management Specialist Andrew Swenson says in the past 2 crop years, soybeans have dethroned hard red spring wheat as the state's number one crop. But Swenson says in most regions of the state, hard red spring wheat also shows a potential for a decent return on investment. He says that's better than it's been for the past few years.
We had a big, you know, a decent price increase in the 2017 due to the drought, you know, in the spring wheat growing areas of, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and those prices, although they have come down some from how high they did get, they're still quite a bit higher going into this year relative to what they were going into last year.
Swenson says forecasts show Durham to be positive, but he says corn is projecting negative returns over most of the state, the only exceptions being the Northwest and Southwest region, where costs are lower, but there is a higher production risk. Swenson says these are only projections, and things could change. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.